Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Wherever you are in the multiverses, this is the one and only in the world, in the planet, Dr. Shawande Mustakeem. I am coming to you live from St. Louis, Missouri, in a changing world. I think we all know that. Wherever you are, I send my love, I send my heart, and I just call in light to all of us. And in so doing today, you know, the universe is just rocking through me as a lot of changes are happening, and I'm moving even more deeply into this place of empowerment. And I thought, why don't we make it Thrive Thursday? Because the future is going to be based most on how you survive, how you thrive, and how you are forward thinking. And so the title says that I'm giving you 10 top websites and tools for this whole group that I'm now going to really kind of refer to as these academic digital newbies. It doesn't mean that I don't think that you, some of you all out there who are really now getting a crash course or should be or will be, very getting an immersive crash course in the digital airwaves, in just the digital world, more than the internet, but more about how do you electrify, you know, this line of connection to everyone. How can you get yourself ahead of it and really be informed and know? And so I just really wanted to come on and give you all some tools because several of us, many of us, have already been out here just sort of low-key, familiar with a lot of other things that some of you all, you will benefit to know about. And I wanted to come and tell you because, hey, look, I'm the daughter of a black female techie who's a genius. So she gave information. I am an information giver. My father is an information giver. It was about activating and empowering the future. So keeping it moving. You're in for a treat, but I'm going to have to move probably pretty quick because we have more than 10. Okay, so the first thing to think about is to look at where and how you're finding me right now. Blog Talk Radio, that is number one. That is my favorite website that I go to all day, every day. When you go to the website, I've been telling people all about it. When you go to it, click up top where it says live, and then just type or just go see who's online because I would say that the real story is not the collapse of the radio empire. The real story is that the radio came home and that now we have people's radio. So you can search all over any sort of keyword terms to find what and where and how are people talking about it. If you're going to be at home, don't you need something to listen to? Okay, keeping it moving. Next, there is what I call like a smart type of Facebook. Maybe not, but it's for those who feel like they love telling people what is this and that or telling people what to do, then academics, this is for you. Quora, it's spelled Q as in queen, U-O-R-A, get on it. If you even look me up, you will find a very extensive profile. Next, you really want to get in. So for those academics who love to write and you want to connect within and beyond more of the scholarly world, because it's about you really getting in on this game, it's about to be where and how you are found in the airwaves. You really, the next one in line is medium.com, spelled M-E-D-I-U-M.com. A lot of people are on it. This is where you find smart writers. This is where people who are earning a living writing. This is where people from all over the world are connecting. The only catch is that, and I've been a member, so this is membership, but you can also use the platform for free until you decide, you know, to sort of expand even more. So next, this is like an oldie but goodie for me. I mean, my mom had told me about it, and I'm never going to give up on it. Blogger.com, I have so much, or Blogspot.com, Blogger. I have so many different blogs that I've not even gone back to in years, but it's there. So when you're thinking about blogging, the next tool that I really want you to kind of think about is, look, your academic titles are not going to work in this new age of connecting with, like, your neighbors because this stuff is going to be too dry, too long, and too boring. So you want to go look up, like, blog title generators. And there was one that I had found, but there's several that I've used, HubSpotGenerator.com. So, again, Hub, H as in Harry, U, B as in boy, S as in Sam, P as in pot, O as in open, T as in Tom, HubSpot.com. blog topic generator. So what I did is I just threw in 5 words, and what it'll do is it'll help you come up with some titles. And so I just typed in, like, academic, corona, writing, productivity, whatever. So this is what it came up with me for 5 things. Academic, colon, expectations versus reality. And so it's giving you a week of blog ideas, and you can use it, you can go to the website. The next one, will corona ever rule the world? Oh, it looks like it is now. What a title, right? The next big thing in productivity. I bet you would go look at that. Writing explained in fewer than 140 characters. Get to it. This week's top stories about teaching. So, again, that was just to give you a little taste of what you can get. So, again, you want to really be conscious of the titles. If you're going to be blogging and getting your words out there,
don't put me to sleep.
Don't put us to sleep. Come on. Like, take it to the next level. So, let's see. I can't overemphasize about Gmail, Google. That has been, you know, people, like, they like the cloud. I like having my Google Drive. I have not, it's just really been amazing. I can do presentations from my phone all through Google Drive. So you really want to learn or relove or whatever you need to do, Gmail, Google Drive, Google Docs, Google Excel spreadsheets, creating folders, sharing documents. You can create PDFs. It's just so easy. Get on it. Facebook pages and Facebook groups. Got to get on it. You got to go look and find your audience. You got to find your audience now. They're not going to be coming to you like they used to. Of course, people will tell you Instagram. Okay, all right. Yep, you got Instagram. You got pictures. Really learn how to use text and make it interesting and put it, or use your words and put it on pictures. Twitter. Yes, but you got to think about how you are as an academic. How do you want to get these ideas out there in the future? How do you want that? The power of that for me is in hashtags, being authentic, and just doing it whenever I feel like it, and sometimes even having multiple accounts. The other thing is, this is this tool that new students rely on that we, most of us who were born in the 20th century, can't say that it's something that we really would necessarily gravitate towards, but Grammarly, it does come in handy. I use it, you know, but it really is just like spell check. So it pops up now on every sort of site in different ways. Okay, we got something new that, again, some of y'all are probably like, oh, she's not telling me anything new. Well, all right, go find somebody else who's out there empowering academics. Okay, we're going to keep that moving. So there is this great tool that I, you know, because, again, my mom, techie, so it makes sense that I'm trying to keep up with all of, like, what are techies or what are people talking about that is beyond my academic world. So there is a free keyword tool and generator in a whole other way, and it's really smart. This guy named Neil Patel, he created this. I use it all the time, but it's called Uber Suggest. So just like the car driving, whatever, Uber Suggest. Sort of like, I suggest that if you go to Uber Suggest or you Google that, then it's really amazing. I think I'm going to do I'll definitely do an episode on it, because if you really want to get nosy on your friends and on your haters, it can help you to really zero in. Hawkeye, give you that eagle eye, give you all universal perspective. Keeping it moving. All right, again, I told you all I was giving you 10, but I have even more. Aren't I nice? Anyway, so everyone is going to tell you about Zoom, and I think, again, some schools are really going to think about Canvas, but you really want to look for what are the basic tools, the old school tools that will allow you to use the phone in case the internet went out, or those are the things to sort of think about. But there's this one website that I've been using for decades, and it's called freeconferencecall.com. The difference between Zoom is that with freeconferencecall.com, you can have up to 1,000 people on at once, and so you can lead a whole class. So that'll be something that I'm definitely going to go back to. I've used it to hold space for live call-in shows of all kinds of things. All right, so that one is just like a real go-to. The other thing that I'm actually using right now, because I don't like distractions when I'm working, and then I try to really balance between the pen and pencil and paper and then also online. So I can't take all the heavy white screen So there's this website that I highly recommend, and I have used it, and it has helped me be so productive. Writer.bighugelabs.com. Writer.big, as in big, huge labs, plural.com. And it's great. It's like the old school screen that we were using like in the 80s with the black screen and the green writing. Oh, my gosh. I'm so productive. I love it because you can see your word count, your character count, your page count. You can access it from anywhere. So, again, writer.bighugelabs.com. All right. So, all right, if you want to be empowered, I mean, I know this man would never probably even think about my book or market anything for me because I like marketed for him in multiple places, not that he cares, because he's teaching us how to market. But if you want to be empowered, go look up Seth Godin, S-E-T-H Godin. I've been reading his blogs. He's blogged like every day for a long time, for over 2-3 decades. So today I got, actually 5 hours ago, I got an email where he blogged and said, "Say Yes to Everything." That's the title of it. So in it, he blogs a short little piece. And what he says is, "Say yes to everything," quote unquote. "This is a scary strategy because it's no strategy at all. It hands your future over to the inbox, randomizing your past and absolving you of possibility. Perhaps it would be more effective to say, quote, work overtime to make sure that the things you are offered are the things you'd like to do. Then say yes to them." So that just gives you a taste, like that empowered me to keep me going and sort of keep me plugged in because oftentimes he markets now because, again, he has his own podcast, I see that there. I'm not his marketer, so I'm not about to keep on going because, again, I'm waiting on the day when these white businessmen start actually reading my very business-based book, award-winning book, Slavery at Sea, Terror, Sex, and Sickness in the Middle Passage, which is the only book that really uncovers the socio-business, the entrepreneurial drive of slaving merchants and their connection to the disruption of black life across the African diaspora. So I really sort of chart how the business making and fueling of an industry, warehousing, transport, and delivery. Don't get me started, business. All right, keeping it going because y'all got business, I got business, we got things to do. Now, before I get off, I wanted you all to be empowered about what I would sort of think about these essentials. So right now, if you're going to be at home and you're thinking about what am I going to cook and I got this on hand and what can I use and how can I put this together and what's the new recipes, I have used this other website called vegweb.com for almost like, yeah, for 20 years. Vegweb.com. V is in Victor, E is in ear, G is in Gerald, W as in Lee, E as in ear, B as in boy.com, vegweb.com. You can like, find recipes, meet people. I'm not sure I will really tell you to save your recipes on there because they changed their digital platform and I lost all my damn recipes and I was pissed. Anyway, keeping it moving, earthclinic.com. You want to really read up on sort of the herbal side of it. If you want to be empowered for any sort of ailments that can come up of any regard, earthclinic.com. I've been using that, again, for about 15, 20 years. If you're really into herbs and you want to find a very high quality herbal site, then go to mountainroseherbs.com. Mountainroseherbs.com. All right. Then for those who are always got to be tuned in on the weather, so I know everybody else will tell you, oh, you know, weather.com. No, I'm going to need you to actually go look, at least if you're in North America, look at the National Weather Service. So then you can really get, you know, unfiltered, all this other ads and colors and pops and screens and all that madness. NationalWeatherService.com. All right. So for those who are going to be really now having to think about how to entertain, how to keep up with this generation who needs some visual stimulation, right? These kids, whoever, this next generation, we've got to be able to look at what's out there to help us in our teaching. I have long integrated pop culture. So right now, of course, I'm going to tell you Netflix, use it. I continue to use it. It helped me with the students' midterm that they had to watch a really important miniseries, but I've always used pop culture. Don't sleep on Netflix. Use Netflix. That is an important site, important app. It's really become a great teaching tool because there's documentaries, there's movies, there's all kinds of things. Amazon Prime videos, that has saved my life because even right now, who's going to have time to go run to the library to go get that DVD? I'm outdated. So I'm going to also need us filmmakers and documentarians to catch up with the fact that most of the Black history films and documentaries are still left in the past on DVDs, so we're going to have to bring it to the new future, but that's another conversation. So the next tool, Roku. Okay, so if you're sitting at home, I mean, I grew up with a TV. I didn't really watch it a whole lot, but now that I have Roku, I'm good. Like, I totally cut that cord. What? I cannot deal with cable. I can't deal with that. It's too much, too many vibrations for me. But Roku, I was actually just looking at it yesterday. I was on there watching a movie that I'm going to use in my criminality course this fall. So, okay, another one. Now, focus and productivity. A lot of people are laughing at me like, oh, you know, Moose T is always going on about productivity. Yeah, I'm trying to be everywhere. I'm saying. I really want to encourage you to go on YouTube and look up super intelligence music. That has been the key and ultimate source in a lot of ways for my productivity. I mean, when I went up for tenure, I was like the highest published at this level. I had so many publications. And then now, what? Yours truly has 4 books. But the book that you need to go look up that will blow your mind is, again, that one that is anchored in really understanding this earlier central part of the Black experience. It's called Plague Red Sea, Terror, Sex, and Sickness in the Middle Passage, available on Amazon or any digital platform or any local bookstore that you are able to go to. All right, so the last thing I'll say is these others I don't use, but others I'm sure use. You just have to think about who you are, how much you want to pay, how much you want to give to this digital world, because before you know it, you're going to be given more money to all these a la carte platforms more than you were given to the cable guy or whatever. So check out LinkedIn. And yes, if you see another Moose the King, another Black Moose the King, woo, that's my family, Sharif Moose the King. That's one of the smartest people I see out there on LinkedIn. You want to go look him up. Okay, WordPress, hey, people love it. Hulu, I got to watch it on the airplane. But I got to think about, do I want to be paying for all these freaking things? Hey, I don't know, but there's Hulu. Snapchat, does that sound like longevity? For those who know that, it's a moment. I don't know if that's really going to help you unless it's just like flash. Oh, I totally know that you're going to remember tomorrow. That's a whole other software I'm not interested in. TikTok, don't know anything about it. Now, other people are starting to encourage using Messenger to not just communicate, but sell things. It's really interesting. You should really study webinars. I do weekly webinars where I go listen. I take notes. I mean, I'm a nerd, so there's that. The other day, I was listening to Blog Talk, and I also heard this guy talking about this online educational tool that he says that students all over the world use that he created called Brainly. I don't know anything about it, but I'm looking into it, Brainly, Brainly.com. Then again, there's apparently Teachable.com. And then we all know there's Masterclass.com. And then there's Udemy and so on and so on. So the whole point is that you want to be in the know, you want to be empowered, and you want to just figure out which ones, maybe a few, because I'm able to use a variety of things all at once. In fact, most of these things that I was telling you about I'm using, but not every day. The other thing that I want to remind you, old school tool, calendar, physical calendar. I actually now have 2 calendars. I have my personal calendar and my work calendar. But this is not on my phone. I've been this way my whole life, that I love calendars and I love things to do lists. I was raised that way. Weren't you raised to be great? I'm saying. So I have 2 calendars, social media calendar, and then I have my personal calendar. So that can help you, because if not, if you try to put it all on one calendar, it'll overflow. So when you really think about, okay, if you just say, I want to be everywhere, or I want to, whatever you decide, within the digital airwaves, you got to give yourself time. You got to remember and think. You only have 7 days a week, sometimes 4 to 5 weeks. How present do you want to be? How visible do you want to be? Or how invisible do you want to be? So it's up to you. This is the age of now having to brand yourself digitally. So really think about that. Also think about the loot. Think about your pocket. This is going to be the moment to thrive. This is going to be the moment to survive. And the greatest way and the longest and enduring legacy that you and any of us can leave is to have something on the digital airwaves. Just like Slavery at Sea, Terror, Sex, and Sickness in the Middle Passage is a physical book. There is the ebook. And then there is also the only book soundtrack of its kind in the world. Mm-hmm, haters. Slavery at Sea book soundtrack. Hey, create your own platform so you can market for yourself. That's how all this works. That is the name of the game. As my mother said, you know, we got to all have a hustle for the hustle for the hustle. And I'm not hustling anybody. I'm just basically showing you to yourself because once you know, you can unknow. And I'm empowering you so that way you won't be stuck in the dark ages of the 20th century over here talking about roll call, where is everybody? No, this is a new day, and you got to keep up with technology. Now, mind you, the technological world hasn't somehow gotten it in their head yet that they really should partner with academics, but one day we'll get to that. That's a whole other conversation. I love, and then at times it's just so bizarre to me, how underutilized and undervalued that academics are. I mean, we're like some of the smartest minds. And then a good bit of the people don't even read our books, but they damn well will sort of be like, oh, I know that person at that school. Well, guess what? The walls are gone now. So now it's going to be about what academics and their intellectual ideas do you actually value or continue to demonstrate to the digital world that, oh, I don't see you because you don't matter. Again, I come from a woman, a brilliant mind, one of the most brilliant black female minds that is still alive, that's endured 5 strokes, and she is still on the computer and still finding out about all these apps. She predicted the internet on the ground in a whole other way in Atlanta, but that's a whole other story that maybe somebody who will care in the future will look up Velma J. Mustakeen. Boom. So, again, I think in some, today is the beginning. Yesterday was the beginning. Tomorrow will be a greater expansion of what came before and how we want to move forward. So it's up to you. How visible, how invisible, how in the know, how out of the know do you want to be? It's up to you because it is going to be about a coexistence of worlds, online, offline. And where are you going to fit? Where and how is your platform going to help you to be able to show the world who you are and all your brilliant dynamism? So I am empowering you, as I will continue to do in the near and far future, as much and whatever I feel like doing it. But again, my name is Dr. Shawande Mustakeen. I'm the only one in the world, in the planet, in the multiverses. And here's to the future of empowerment. I am in my wheelhouse, for those who haven't quite realized it. This is what I love to do. I love to empower people. People have always called me from across the world, you know, when I have time, we're talking, and I'm empowering. Like, these are the things to know. This is how to strategize, because most of this and my success has come through, you know, really studying the world and being very strategic in how I do that. But at the end of the day, I just study the world and all its tools that we're given all the time. So be informed. Be empowered. I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Mustakeen, reporting to you live from St. Louis, Missouri. All right, well, I'll talk to you soon. Be empowered, thrive. Never let anybody else tell you who and what you are or what you are not. You know who you are, but I know who I am. I am Dr. Shawande Mustakeen. All right now, bye-bye.